Orthodox Jews of Jesus' day, but there are some distinct differences as well, obviously. So you can't just correspond one-to-one, although it is, in truth, their roots, as it is the roots of Christianity. That's where we want to go. Try it once more. Triangle. Orthodox Jews. Tiberius. Herodians. Decapolis. Pagans. Gamla. Zealots. Good. One more. And then you'll have the background you need. The reason some scholars have called the area the triangle is because of the triangle formed by these three towns, villages really, Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida. The Bible says most of Jesus' miracles were performed in Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida, most of them, which means there must be many more miracles than are recorded in the Bible, because if you look at the miracles recorded in the Bible, most of them weren't in those three cities. So there must be a lot of them that are unreported, but that's helpful. I added up Jesus' teaching verses in the Bible. It's a very unscientific survey. More than half of Jesus' teaching verses in the Bible also happen either in those three towns or in the area immediately around. So a few evangelical Christian scholars, Catholic as well, now that I think of it, have called those three cities the evangelical triangle or the gospel triangle, because so much of Jesus' ministry happened right here. They're about 3.5 miles from east to west, those two, Capernaum, Chorazin to Bethsaida. That's about 3.5 miles. And from Capernaum to Chorazin up north-south, about 3 miles, just under. So a tiny area, but most of Jesus' teaching happened there. Now, that's where we want to go for the next couple of sessions for sure, and then we'll see one. So come with me to Galilee. Just a quick series of travelogue in a way. What surprised me the most the first time I got there was that you could see across the Sea of Galilee. The word sea, I think, is misleading in English because I expected salt water. It isn't. It's fresh. And those storms that you read about in the Bible implied at least Lake Michigan to me, but it isn't. It's about 12.5 miles. You're looking right across from the Decapolis. You're looking right at Tiberias on this picture. It's not very big. I rode across it once. It's big then, but it's not big when it comes to just looking. You can see from north to south. So let's look at the different areas. There's the north end of the Sea of Galilee, right on the lower right. In the distance, I can see what looks like the hump of a camel. That's Gamla, where the Zealot movement appears to have been headquartered. So I'm looking almost from Bethsaida. That's how close the Zealots were to Jesus' ministry. I maintain that Jesus was crucified because the Romans at least thought he was one of those terrorists. But that would be another time. Some scholars don't necessarily think that, but I do. If you go up that canyon, you come to that camel hump city. Wonderful walk, a great place to go. And the distinguishing feature there is my favorite place in all of Galilee is this, what remains of this synagogue. And it's my favorite place because most of the Galilean synagogues, there was one in every one of those little towns there in the triangle. Most of them were knocked down by earthquake or worse by our Christian brothers and sisters in the Byzantine period and then rebuilt, or by the Romans too, some of them, rebuilt. This one was destroyed by the Romans and never rebuilt. So what's there was there when Jesus was there. And to walk in there and to realize you can sit on those stone benches and actually be on the very stone benches where he is cool. It's a powerful place. I love it. Besides, most tourists don't go there, so there's never anybody there, and that's also very nice. Okay, so that was Gamla. Now we're looking across from the Tiberias area at the Decapolis. If you look at that hill right here, that's the one Decapolis city on the shore of the sea. I believe that's where the miracle of the pigs happened. There's only one place where the mountains went right down into the sea, and that's very near that hill. So that's the Decapolis. Some rabbis referred to it as the far country. When the boy came to his dad and said, "Give me the inheritance," and his dad said, "I don't want to, but if you really insist," he gave him the inheritance, and the son went to a far country. Probably the implication was, this is how close his dad was. Well, this is a telephoto lens. Let me go back. This is how close his dad was in the story. So dad wakes up every morning, and he can see the far country. Now, it's a parable, I understand, but that makes the parable so poignant because it's not like the kid is across the ocean and dad doesn't know. Dad knows exactly what's going on in that part of the world, and he can see where his son is every day. And as a parent,